See, you get joy out of it. I said to him, I know the doctor hadn't asked me to bed hard. I said, how do you go make up your mind to get up in an airplane and travel? I said, you know you're not well and you won't take your medicine. He said, God is up there just like he is down here. So you take care of that as good as we are down here. So you got to trust him. See, you ain't got enough faith, girl. I said, that's what I'm praying every day with more. He said to him like this through a joke. I said, I'm glad you're up that high. You're ready to get in the higher. He said, I ain't worried about it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I've never seen a person die as quick as he did, as easy he did in my life. And I've seen it quite a minute in the past. When I was been to say I ran, he had it fixed because he didn't do a thing but just strip on the way.
Well, what was the matter with him exactly, do you know?
He had heart trouble.
Oh, I see.
Doctor sent him over to work quite a while. He has some nice kids. All his kids, he worked hard, him and his wife separated and get his kids education, all of them got. They do government work, and two of them work at one in Omaha, Nebraska. Work at the airport, and another works in Memphis, Tennessee. And all the girls do government work. And one of the boys work at the post office, they got good education, but he had them work hard, and I said, yeah, just done worked yourself down and tried to bring the kids up. But all of them got good education, and they was really nice to their dad. I think he died the second he did it. He'd be dead 2 months tomorrow. And so it's just one thing I want to do. My cousin was here in Memphis. He was on his job and he's up here at his mother's said, right up here about a mile from here. I went to his where his wife been sick quite a while and he went on his job Monday. He just went taking sick and then up on the machine and walked on the outside and fell dead. So it's something we all got to get used to. You better get ready because it's something you never get used to. You belong to church?
Yes, ma'am. Methodist.
Nice. My first son was a Methodist. That's my little church down there.
What denomination is that?
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that church?
Willow Grove, Coventry.
Willow Grove? You've been a member
all
your life?
I joined when I was 12 years old. And if I live to see the 29th of August, I'd be 66.
You're 66 years old?
I'd be 66 to 29. I'm 65 now.
65 now? Mm-hmm. Where do you say what is your address? Is this part of Covington? It's Well, it's real pleasant out here.
Yes, it's very pleasant. But you know, this is about the coolest day we had in quite a while.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. And we got the biggest rain Monday night we had here in quite a while. I don't know, we got a big rain. I think it's about the 1st April we got that big rain. We had any things here was dry. Crops are looking pitiful.
It sure is dry.
Yeah, it's dry. Now we got a rain. It stormed here Monday night.
I think I was in Tupelo when we had a real bad storm, a lot of lightning, you know,
yeah.
And the wind was blowing hard.
Yeah. And I heard about some parts down there where they tore the trees blowing down, power line down.
Right.
And I saw it on the TV, that's why I saw it here. But I tell you what, my house raised up in